This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daniel Sheriff Clark on the telly. Ready to roll for us? I said, Sheriff Clark on. Okay. Sheriff David Clark going to join us momentarily on What's on Your Mind. He will be part of the Mike Lindell, President Trump, Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza. Who am I forgetting, guys? Diamond and Silk! How would I forget Diamond and Silk? Free Speech Frank Rally in beautiful Somerset, Wisconsin, at the Apple River, New Richmond, Wisconsin, all these towns right next to each other. I've just never been there. I'm just going Apple River region, right?
I could give you a guided tour.
I know. It's your thing.
See, the thing is, I looked at the Google Earth, and where the park is where it's going to happen is closer to Somerset, actually. But it's a newer place, and I believe they've developed it even more since Google Maps.
I just sent you the...
Okay,
you got it.
And that's there. But that's normally just been kind of a field, kind of a campground area, where the Float Right Park, where the big amphitheater is.
It's called River's Edge.
Yep.
And details on it at appleriver.com if you want to get it in your GPS to take advantage of it. So we'll talk to Sheriff Clark about that momentarily. Also... No, you're calling him. You don't, huh? I think the new show sheet is in...
We'll get her fixed here.
Yeah, it's in the... it doesn't have the number there. I wonder why. I will do that. Yeah, sorry, a little inside baseball here where we got a couple things going on. So let me get you that here. The sheriff just texted me, so it should be easy to get you the number. Yeah, I know where to put it, Chris. Thank you. Chris Larson, our fine producer, and Daniel, our fine... Oh, now Chris just put it there. All right, well, we got it there. Better late than never. I was multitasking there. Sorry, guys.
The more I read about David Clark, the more I love the man.
Oh!
I mean, I just love the man.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Really do, yeah.
It is...
I'm a bit envious of you're going down there.
Well, come on with me.
I should really clear my schedule. I kind of want to go... Can we tube the Apple River Sunday afterwards? Let's do that.
No, I'm going to go down and come back.
Okay.
Weekends are precious.
That's true.
But so is our freedom, right?
Amen to that.
So is our freedom. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing here. And by the way, there is a stop on the Frank Speech, Free Speech rallies in North Dakota.
Ooh, tell.
That's on the agenda. Now, I've said to them, happy to help, love to do it. Could Donald Trump be there rather than be on a jumbotron? That's my only request. So that's a few moving parts to get that right, but we're working on that. Also coming up here, after we get the sheriff on the line here, we are also going to chat with the superintendent of public instruction, Kirsten Baszler, continue our discussion from yesterday on critical race theory. So looking forward to that as well. Our program is brought to you today by MyPillow, that Mike Lindell. Robes, pillows, sheets, towels, slippers, sleepwear, I mean mattress toppers, dog beds, weighted blankets. Don't go to the big box stores. Cancel them. Buy them from Mike. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott and you get the best deal. Lowest price ever on the premium pillows. $29.98 now. $5 extra if you want king size. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Here he is, the one and only Sheriff David Clark. Hey, Sheriff, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Nice to have you back. I understand Cop Under Fire is your latest book. Thank you for doing what you've done consistently and certainly in this book as well and standing up for law enforcement in this country. We weep for how they are treated in some cities. We weep for poor leadership wanting to defund them and reform them and no, we appreciate you standing up for them again and again and again.
Well, I owe it to them. You know, I was in a position as the elected sheriff before I retired. Excuse me. Well, I sent men and women out into harm's way every day, and the least I could do to show my appreciation is to let them know that I had their back if something went terribly wrong through no fault of their own. And I'm really disgusted with the law enforcement lack of leadership today, coming mainly from the law enforcement executives that refuse to do the same thing. And I say, if you don't have the courage to literally push back against this anti-cop movement, don't send your cops out into harm's way every day. Don't put them in a position where they can get hurt or killed or end up criminally charged, and just resign for heaven's sake.
No kidding. You couldn't be you couldn't be more right. You're also doing something called Rise Up Wisconsin. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, you know, the fight continues for me, and I'm in a different role now. I'm a foot soldier in the March for Freedom and Liberty in the United States. I had my time in the spotlight, and now what I want to do is I want to help others who want to participate, who may want to run for office. So Rise Up Wisconsin, and the URL is riseupwisconsin.com. What it is it's a grassroots individual citizen advocacy. I'm trying to organize at the grassroots level with the individual. You know, if you don't belong to some sort of group, it's hard to get a seat at the table in terms of policy, in terms of legislative suggestion, crafting legislation, because that's what we're going to do is put the heat on the legislature here in Wisconsin. I decided to take the fight back from Washington, D.C., back to my home state of Wisconsin, because Washington, D.C. is irreparably broken. I think that in order to get America back, we have to do it through the state. There are a lot of great things going on at the state level under the 10th Amendment. Florida's doing a great job with their governor, DeSantis. Texas is doing a great job. And there are some other states doing a great job of getting control of their state. And then pushing back at the federal government on some of these obnoxious, oppressive, and onerous federal legislation, you know, for instance, this gun control bill, this voting rights, they call it a Voting Rights Act, you know, stuff like that, that the states and the attorney generals and some of the attorneys general in some of these states are doing a great job of pushing back, look, staring down Washington, D.C., the Democrats, the progressives, and saying, get out of here under the state. Under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, those areas are under our purview, and we're going to decide what's going to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore. I would add school boards to that, too, by the way. I mean, I think the 10th Amendment is important, and you're right. I mean, it's going to come back to the grassroots level. Russia's gone. Trump's gone for now. I mean, who knows what the future holds, and we're going to talk about that this weekend in Wisconsin. But take back your cities, schools, counties, states, right? I mean, Rise Up is a good term for that. It really is. And I'm glad you're on that front line.
Thanks. It has to happen at the local level. You know, I said the state level, but I'm talking about the local level, too. You hit on something very important, things like school board races, some of these county commissions, these county boards. We, the conservative, when I say we, I want to be very, very clear about that. We tend to not pay too much attention to the local offices. We just cede that to the Democrats. Well, that's their base. That is their nest, if you will, that they use their foundation, and then it rises up to the federal level. So we have to regain our school boards, our county commissions. It matters who the people on the town boards and county boards are. The schools are very important. That's their indoctrination, the progressives' indoctrination pool. We're starting at a very early age and an earlier age now to indoctrinate them with this poisonous progressive ideology. I believe liberalism is a disease, and so they inject that into our kids at a very early age. So by the time they get into high school and college, they're already lockstep in terms of this this hateful ideology. So you know, that's why it's important to get involved with this stuff, get control of these schools, some of these local offices. You know, some of the decisions that were made illegally, by the way, and some of these major urban centers in the seven swing states that ended up turning the election, those were violations of state law. It's very clear. I'll just talk about Wisconsin because every state's a little different. In Wisconsin, it's very clear that the state legislature makes and controls election law, not a county commissioner, not a county election official. And they were changing. The governor issued a executive action to do all mail-in voting, to mail a ballot to every person on the voter roll. He does not have the authority under state law or the Constitution to do it. It's very clear. It says a state legislature. So in Wisconsin, the state legislature could have said, we're going to do mail-in voting, and that was a ruse anyway under this pandemic, but they didn't say it. But then again, the state legislature didn't fight back. They didn't go to court to fight this and make it very clear, hey, judge, it's very clear that we, the legislature, have the authority, and they didn't do it. And that's why I said, you know, I don't play this whether they have a D or R next to their name. They're all the political class. I'm here to fight with and for the individual at the ground level.
And I think you're preaching to the choir here, but I think the people that are saying amen and hallelujah right along with you are the people that need a place to channel that frustration. They really do. And events like this weekend in Wisconsin, enormously important. Hang on, Sheriff. We'll continue the conversation after the break. Since we got you on a little bit late here, our bad, not yours. Sheriff David Clark, author of a great new book, and he'll be at the Frank Speech Free Speech Rally in Wisconsin.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love? PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe today. Not only home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, but also the lowest price fuel. Always, you know, if you go to PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores, you see a Marathon sign. You might see a Senex sign. You might see PetroServe USA only. All three of those are fuels. All three of those are different sources, so they're always looking to get you the best deal. So that's why you know, when they have multiple sources, they're getting you the best deal, different pipelines, different sources. It just works well. So that's what they do. Plus, you know, day like Thursday, buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents, the Karma Rolls, the 4 for $4 deal, the homemade cookies, you get it. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. A couple more minutes with Sheriff David Clark, and then Kirsten Baszler joins us on the program for the remainder of the hour so we can finish more of the topics we covered yesterday on education winning over indoctrination. Indoctrinating our kids, not a good idea. Educating our kids, a good idea. And that's why we're talking to Sheriff Clark about taking our communities back, taking our schools back, rising up and participating in these things. Charlie Kirk's coming to Fargo July 14th to help us announce something that's going to do that in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Western Minnesota. The version of it that's happening in Wisconsin at the behest of one of the great sheriffs of that state. In recent memory, Sheriff David Clark is called Rise Up Wisconsin. This weekend, I'll be down there with you. Looking forward to seeing you again. The last time we were together was down at the border when Tommy Fisher and others were getting a little common sense back with the border down there, which, again, is upside down because of the Biden administration. But what's your plan this weekend in Wisconsin? What's your message to folks there, Sheriff?
Sure. You know, it's important. Any movement has to be sustained. And the people who are involved in that movement, we're talking about the MAGA movement, we're talking about the America First movement, you have to sustain that energy. And right now they're feeling a little deflated. They're feeling a little defeated. They're confused about, you know, why nothing's being done about this stolen election, and it was stolen. And, you know, I remind people, though, and I'll say it Saturday, don't make this about people. This is about the furtherance of freedom and liberty in America, and who best can articulate that, and what vehicles can we use to achieve that. So the way I look at this thing, you know, I love Donald Trump, and I worked my ass off to get him elected the first time and tried to help the second time, but the campaign wasn't really, and this wasn't Trump's fault, but the campaign wasn't really willing to listen to some of the red flags that I saw. But anyway, you know, I say don't make this about people, because When you lose your leader, then what happens to the movement? So I say keep focused on freedom and liberty. And what President Trump was, he was the best vehicle at that time to get us toward freedom and liberty, or to continue freedom and liberty in America. So I think it's important. You know, they'll take out the leader and then the movement flounders. So what these Frank MAGA rallies, the value in it is it keeps the base organized. It keeps them energized. It keeps them informed of where the fight is and how we're going to proceed with it. And so I'm just I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Very well said. Very well said. Donald Trump was the right man for the right time, was quite the warrior. But if it's all about him and not about why we believe what we believe, we're in deep trouble. So very, very well said, Sheriff, as always. Before we let you go, you might have missed this, but Joe Biden's overseas. And had this comment in front of our troops, no less, yesterday.
That the United States is back, and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges. And
America's back. Were you where we left?
Yeah, what a bunch of nonsense. You know, that guy's lost. I like the reference I've seen to Joe Biden, because I'll never call him president. But I've heard him referred to as president in name only. I kind of like that.
Yeah. How about this? Here's what he thinks the greatest threat to America is. Listen to this.
You know, when I went over in the tank in the Pentagon, when I first was elected vice president with President Obama, the military sat us down to let us know what the greatest threats facing America were, the greatest physical threats. This is not a joke.
China.
You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the
North
greatest
Korea?
Threat facing America was?
ISIS? Russia.
Yeah. Global warming.
All right, yeah. Do you believe that, Sheriff?
No, it's a bunch of garbage. Look, the biggest national threat we face is China. I think the biggest domestic threats are free and fair elections, crime and violence. You see the uptick in violent crime all across America, and the border. Those are the three domestic threats facing America. And like I said, the national threat is China.
And by the way, your comment about President Biden being lost, even his wife agrees, he's wandering.
Joe, pay attention.
He's wandering off the stage, and she has to go look over and go, hey, Joe, pay attention. He was, like, literally wandering off. So even his wife agrees, the first lady, that he's lost, Sheriff. So you're spot on.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. It really is that he's being propped up. It reminds me of that movie Weekend at Bernie's.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, they propped this guy up. He's being used. There's something nefarious going on in terms of who's really pulling the levers and working the strings. He's a puppet right now. I don't know who the puppet master is, and it's probably not one person, but it's a bunch of people. It's the deep state that is rising up again, and then it's other operatives, but it's not Joe Biden. But I think it's sad that Jill would allow her husband and his failing state to be used like this. I think it's inhumane.
Good point again. I've said that too. Does he have family? Do they see this happening? Is this about power? Wow. Sheriff David Clark, folks, be in Wisconsin at the Frank Rally. All the details at frankspeech.com to find your way there. 11:30 to 4 on Saturday. We'll be there as well. And I look forward to chatting with you more about the book, Cops Under Fire. Thanks so much, Sheriff.
My pleasure. RiseUpWisconsin.com.
There's another one. Follow the model. RiseUpWisconsin.com. Sheriff David Clark. What a patriot. Wow, wow. And wow again. Kirsten Baszler is here, another patriot who is taking common sense from her time as a teacher and on school boards to the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, and is back today to talk a little bit about the battles we face in public education to try and indoctrinate our kids rather than educate our kids, and we do need to construct these firewalls. Kirsten, welcome back. Thanks for coming back so quickly to continue this conversation we started on yesterday.
Good to be here with you.
We have about a minute or so before the break, so I want to give you a chance right now so we don't not get to this to tell us about the Ignite conference that you have coming up and what people can do to participate in that.
So the Ignite conference is occurring right now at Bismarck State Energy Center. Really exciting stuff. We have teachers from all over the state that are learning about computer science and cybersecurity to add to their teaching credentials. So they will be certified and credentialed to teach that as well. This is so important, and I want to make this point that is super clear. As we talk about computer science and cybersecurity, we're not talking about teaching kids to be programmers. That's not what we're talking about when we say computer science. And we are talking about computer science and cybersecurity for kindergarten through 12th grade. And so it's important to distinguish that we're not talking about teaching kids to program at second grade and trying to get them all to be programmers. Not at all what we're talking about. The best example that I can use to explain how important this is when kids enter kindergarten, we have them plant a flower seed or a geranium seed, and we watch them and we teach them that, wow, that seed becomes a plant and it grows, and that's what we do all across this state, all across this world, to feed our nation, right? We do that not because we expect that all of those kids are going to be, growing up to be botanists or horticulturists or even farmers, but we do that because that's the world around them. Same thing. Then in third grade, we teach them about photosynthesis. Every kid in third grade learns about photosynthesis, not because they are going to grow up to be botanists or horticulturists, but because we need them to know what's going on in their world.
That's very, very, very true. More examples when we come back and more and more conversations with Kristen Baszler.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you're single, just the red. Well, it filters through.
Back on What's on Your Mind, your questions or comments are welcome for Kirsten Basler today, Superintendent of Public Instruction, picking up on our conversation from yesterday where you didn't get time to get to all the calls or the texts. And we're talking about a number of things today on the program. One is a gathering of North Dakota teachers at Bismarck State College to inform their curriculum and interconnect, I would say, is how I would describe this, interconnect what they impart on students related to the possibilities that exist for them in North Dakota. And if you want to pick every threat, if you will, Senator Kevin Cramer is having a conversation with the Joint Chief Chair, General Milley, and saying, really? The President of the United States is over in Europe. He's in front of our troops, and he's saying climate change is the biggest threat. That's what he's saying to them. And very diplomatically, the general said climate change is a threat. It's horrible. It's awful. It's terrible. But it has nothing to do with military.
It's in there, but you know, yes. Down the list.
So anyway, I'll play that. We'll have that on Facebook, the clip a little later on, because it's a pretty good exchange. He also says, you know, you're trying to rebuild alliances, but then you're poking 8 NATO alliance nations in the eye by giving Putin what he wants with the Nord Stream pipeline. You can't make it up. So, but my point is, we all have, you know, what we think are the big threats. But what I think is a threat to me and my wife, Maria, is not having opportunities for our kids to live here, raise their families here so we can see our grandkids, take advantage of opportunities here. The threat to me is to say they have to go elsewhere for opportunities. They don't. They don't. So that's why I'm glad you're doing what you're doing with this Ignite ND conference with the teachers, and you were in the process of giving us other examples, so I want to pick up where you left off there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I guess the point that I was trying to make is that at this point in time, computer science knowledge of the technology that we consume every day, that's part of our everyday life. And so as we teach elementary age students about the electrical circuit, it's not because we expect that they're going to grow up to be engineers or to be electricians, but they consume energy and electricity, and we need to let them know how that works. Same thing, you know, with our circulatory system or about how our body works. So computer science, cybersecurity has become foundational in every one of our children's lives, every one of our lives. We don't make a dinner reservation now in a larger city without using OpenTable. We use apps to order food all the time instead of picking up the telephone. And so it is critical that our young people understand how that works. just like we teach photosynthesis, just like we teach when you put a plant, a seed in the ground, it grows into a plant. Because without that, our young people are just going to continue to be consumers of technology and not creators of it. And we have to understand that computer science, cybersecurity is a foundational piece of knowledge. Either technology is going to control them or they're going to control it by understanding and knowing it. And so that's
what it
is to make sure that every one of our schools within the state of North Dakota has that foundation. So that's what we're doing this week. Next year, this is our first annual Ignite 2021. So if you didn't get it this year, please be on the lookout. Department of Public Instruction is paying for registration, and you can get 4 days of credit for this and add it to your teaching credential or your teaching life.
Well, I think it's a great vision. I really do. And I think integrating all the opportunities here, all the, what you're describing gives them a better chance to stay here with things that are happening here. And also, you know, gives them better tools, equipping them for whatever is next. And so I think that's great to start with the teachers there. Ruger in Golden Valley, question for Kirsten Basler. Go ahead, Ruger.
Good morning. My question is, this couple months ago in Bismarck, they had this guy come in teaching critical race theory, and he's a big 1619 project guy. His name is Isaiah McGee. And I'm not quite sure how that guy even got in here to do this. I called Bismarck Public Schools, and they told me that the principals of these schools that allowed this guy in there, which was Walker, Horizon, and Legacy, they didn't have any idea who let this guy come in here or what he was getting paid or anything. And, you know, some teachers who were in these, they were called training meetings. But what it was pretty much telling all these teachers that there's systemic racism here and how racist white people are. And this whole list of things I read them, ridiculous things of what white people say and what it really means. And when he left, he said, we got a lot of work to do here, and he wanted to come back. And then people in Bismarck Public Schools need to admit, you know, the systemic racism and white supremacy exists here. I'm curious how that guy could ever, somebody would ever approve of that guy coming into our schools and saying that. I mean, how does that happen? How do we not let somebody like this Isaiah McGee come back here?
Well, thank you very much. I'm not familiar with Isaiah McGee, and I'm not familiar with the training that occurred. But I first of all want to thank you. I think you did exactly the right thing by contacting the teachers in the local school districts, because that's the answer. That's the fundamental answer to your question. And I think it's important. You know, I spoke a little bit yesterday that North Dakota, it's expected that the Department of Public Instruction, the state legislature, the Constitution has actually directed the legislature to set forth paths for the superintendent to do. And one of those is to set standards for all of our subject area content, so math, science, English. And so in North Dakota, the social studies standards for middle and high school is that we do expect in the state standards that schools address racism and how it's evolved over time. We expect that schools study inequality and how it impacts groups. In elementary school, we expect that students are taught to tolerate and respect differences between people, and that means black, white, Catholic, Jewish, you know, you name it, that differences in people is respected, not just race, and to recognize that, you know, people have not always been treated equally. I mean, that's a fact, right? So state standards are expected, but the standards are what is supposed to be taught, how it is taught, is completely left up to our local school districts. North Dakota has a long tradition of local school control, and the legislature has been very clear that the superintendent of public instruction will not tell schools what curriculum or how to teach things and or what they cannot use. And so, nor should I. I mean, the state should not be telling a school district what or how to teach things, just what needs to be expected in the state standards. So I think it's important that the fundamental question is finding out what is exactly being taught in your children's school or in your local school, even if you don't have children. I mean, this is our public school system impacts all of us. So even if you don't have children in school, please lean in, find out how it's being taught. My expectation, you know, I don't go into Bismarck Public Schools and say, what are you doing for professional development? I mean, there's 450 buildings. The legislature would not want me to do that, to go into Center North Dakota and say, so tell me what you're using. Tell me how you're teaching this. They clearly want the state superintendent to stay in the lane of set the standards and leave it up to local school boards to determine how it is being taught.
But I would inject this. Yesterday you said unequivocally, critical race theory is not being taught in North Dakota, period, right? And yet, what he just described is critical race theory being used in service for middle school teachers in Bismarck, and only one middle school had the cojones to say, no thanks, we're going to opt out. And the school district and their superintendent, Hornbacher, defended it by saying, well, they can opt out. So we're indoctrinating the teachers with this. That's another way for it to get in. And, you know, school board member in Fargo, look at his social media, look at what he has done in the pathway to police or the pathway to prison program that is a tenet of critical race theory. So I couldn't agree with you anymore that this is up to people to know what's being taught, and that's fantastic advice, and I hope everybody hears it, because it isn't on one person, the superintendent of public instruction. But when you say critical race theory isn't here, and you have in-service instruction with someone of this background coming in to teach middle schools, isn't that something that you can at least sound the alarm on to say, wow, why are you doing this, people?
So, Scott, I think that's a super good point. And I think the challenge right now is, what is critical race theory? So I've dug into it up until before February of this year. I really had no idea what critical race theory was. I mean, and so I had to dig deeply into it. And at this point, I do know that there are some curriculums that are actually being have been created and written that are soundly based on critical race theory and the writing of the 1619 Project. There are also, you know, other curriculums, and I think I may have mentioned this to you. So I do know that some of our school districts are doing cultural response training. And that is also CRT. So ask the questions. Yes, if critical race theory is something that I don't believe is right to be taught in our elementary, middle, or high school schools at any way, shape, or form. But I do embrace the understanding that, you know, area schools in the Bismarck-Mandan listening area, we have, you know, the average graduation rate for some of our high schools, or for all of our high schools in the state, is 89%. For Native American students, it's 73%. Some of our high schools in this area, they are in the low 40s, upper 30s. Schools are being expected to graduate all of our children. Okay, I'm going to use students with disabilities, and that's also equity and being culturally responsive to what a student with special needs is growing up and what their challenges are. 52% of our students with special needs graduate, compared to 90% of our graduation rate overall. Schools must graduate all of our students ready if we're going to have a successful state. So while I support teachers getting better at teaching individual students and recognizing that they come to us with different backgrounds, students that have grown up in historical poverty, and we have a lot of those in North Dakota, their culture is different than those families, those students that come to us with means, and middle-class families and upper-middle-class families. So I do support our teachers becoming more in tune and receiving training on how to teach individual students differently.
Yeah, isn't that called the golden rule? Haven't we been teaching that forever?
Right.
I mean,
right.
So just say, hey, treat somebody like you treat themselves. I don't need anybody come in and train me on that. If I do, I ought not be a teacher.
Well, sometimes we all bring our own perspectives to the classroom. If we've grown up in an upper middle class family with means, we may not be aware really how the challenges are when you have grown up in historical poverty and your mom and your dad are working three jobs. So it's okay, but when it is solely based on race, Scott, I think we're both saying the same thing. When it is only based on the color of your skin and we're presuming that white supremacy is intentional in every classroom, that's where we begin to have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the whole mantra here is be less white. That's racist. It's inherently race or late. Race. More comments from Kirsten Baszler when we come back.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you, too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schwann Buick GMC for over 20 years. Schwann Buick GMC has gone the extra mile to keep you satisfied. For example, the free lifetime powertrain warranty in most vehicles. No additional cost. Buy with confidence. The 2021s are arriving daily. New Buicks, GMCs. And if you want to check out the forthcoming GM Hummer EVs. Ooh, they look sweet. Check them out. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11-4 the top of the hour also today, question for you. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's very true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Kirsten Baszler, who is the superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota. Ryan has a question. Go ahead, Ryan. You're up on What's on Your Mind for the superintendent of public instruction.
Well, more of a comment, actually, and it kind of gets to, you know, the question of what critical race theory is. Essentially, it has its roots in Marxism. The idea of Marxism being, of course, you pit the poor against the wealthy in order to foment a revolution. Well, what in America, we don't have that kind of stratification between the poor and the wealthy. So critical theory is about how do you criticize the power structures to get to a revolution. The critical race theory is just about applying broader critical theory to questions of race relation. You know, if we have a tolerant society, if we realize Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of, you know, recognizing people's character rather than their skin color, then that's not revolutionary, according to the critical race theorists, and that's what they're after.
Yeah, it is. It's racism. We just need to be less white. That's racism in reverse. It has no absolute, even a scintilla of role in education among our kids in taxpayer-funded facilities that we can say, no, I don't think so. And I think Kirsten Baszler's given everybody the best advice. Get involved. Find out. Just because somebody tells you it's not being taught, look at the textbooks. Ask the local officials on your school board. Have what, 80% of this, Kirsten, 90%? I mean, I have seen some things where the legislature in other states is making it very clear this will not be taught here. Does that, if they do that, does that give the public more tools against having the local schools be more careful about in-service training or textbooks? Would that be a good approach? Would you welcome that?
So, again, that is actually a good point. The legislature acts as my school board, if you will. I have the authority to do or not to do exactly what the state legislature says I can or cannot do. So so just think of it that way. The state legislature is the state school board, if you will. And whatever they say has authority I have to do, then I can do. And right now they have not given me the authority to enter into curriculum on any area, on the how it's taught, just the what's taught. So that's a really good point. And, you know, I think that caller before just had a really, really good point. You know, you've talked about the golden rule, Scott, and that's what we're embracing is the golden rule. Make sure that we're treating people fairly, equitably. And critical race theory really, truly goes a bit further than that. The oppressed, and he's right. It has its kind of its roots in Marxism. That those that have been oppressed, it's not enough to have people being treated equally. The oppressed are now saying power must be given to the oppressed to make up for the many, many years of oppression. And that essentially is fundamentally what the critical race theory is, as the best of my knowledge and what I can gather from what I've read. And I've done some deep, deep reading on this. And so it's about making sure that the power is now taken from those that have it now and given to those that have been historically oppressed.
Texter says, this is the second interview when she seems to be blaming the legislature and local school districts. I hope everyone heard racism is a North Dakota standard to be taught. After listening, I have no idea what she thinks.
No. So let me be clear about my position on critical race theory. My personal position is that critical race theory in the 1619 Project is racism by another name. I mean, let's just be clear about that. The core assumptions should not be within our North Dakota schools. What I'm saying is that our state standards, what the Department of Public Instruction has been given authority by the legislature to weigh in on, our state standards do not embrace or say that we should be teaching racism by another name. Our state standards do say that we should be teaching in our elementary schools, tolerating and respecting people's differences, recognizing that that hasn't always occurred in our nation's history, and studying the impact on how inequality has impacted our groups and certain groups, whether they be students with disabilities, whether they be students of a different race, whether they be females that didn't have the vote up until the early 20th century. That is what our state standards require. What I'm saying is that the Department of Public Instruction has never been, nor should it be, in my opinion, have the authority to go into a local school district and say, you must use this textbook, you must use this worksheet, you must use this on how to teach the standards. If the legislature so chooses to give the state superintendent that authority, of course I will carry out the mission. It's my sworn oath of duty to carry out the mission of what the legislature tells me to do. But it also swears and binds me to not go further and go into local school districts and say, this must be taught or this mustn't be taught.
We'll leave it there for today. Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Instruction, thank you. By the way, I did get some reports where rain is still needed, so prayers welcome for prayer for rain, Minot, and East, and also the Ellendale area. Started that at the beginning of the show. Wanted to know. Those are two. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.